This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed the home of a large extended family early on Wednesday. The Israeli military said it widened its strikes on militant targets to the south amid continued rocket fire from the Hamas-ruled territory. Residents surveyed the piles of bricks, concrete, and other debris that had once been the home of 40 members of the Al-Astal family. Dr. Ahmed Al-Astal, a professor at Al-Aqsa University, one of the house owners. He said all of the people were sleeping and we were warned there was going to be a direct strike immediately. We heard the sound of the first explosion. The roof of the house was destroyed. It's three floors and more than 40 people lived there. All of us started fleeing from the house. By God, I swear, with or without clothes, the women running without their hijabs, the children and the adults shaken by fear. They said a warning missile struck the building 5 minutes before the airstrike, allowing everyone to escape. Israel's embassy in China is protesting what it describes as blatant anti-Semitism on a program run by the overseas channel of state broadcaster CCTV, discussing the ongoing violence in Gaza and elsewhere. In a tweet, the embassy says, "We have hoped that the times of the Jews controlling world conspiracy theories were over. Unfortunately, anti-Semitism has shown its ugly face again." On the Tuesday CGTN broadcast, the TV host questioned whether U.S. support for Israel was truly based on shared democratic values, saying some people believe that U.S. pro-Israeli policy is traceable to the influence of wealthy Jews in the U.S. and the Jewish lobby on U.S. foreign policy makers. China has long been a strong backer of the Palestinian cause. This is VOA News. According to a person with knowledge of the discussions, U.S. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down the bombardment of Gaza as the Israeli and Palestinian death tolls mounted and pressure grew on Biden to move more forcefully to stop the fighting. Top Biden administration officials underscored to the Israelis on Monday and Tuesday that time is not on their side in terms of international objectives to 9 days of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rockets, and that it is in their interest to wind down the operation soon, according to the official who was not authorized to comment publicly on private talks and spoke on condition of anonymity. Survivors disembarked from a rescue ship as Indian Navy ships and helicopters are searching in rough weather and seas for 78 people still missing from a barge that sank off Mumbai as a deadly cyclone blew ashore this week. A Navy commander says 183 people were rescued within 24 hours by three ships and helicopters engaged in the operation. A survivor says he jumped into the sea with his life jacket and was later picked up by the Navy. The barge was working for India's largest crude oil and natural gas company and was carrying personnel deployed for offshore drilling. A hate crimes bill to combat violence against Asian Americans in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic passed the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday overwhelmingly and will now head to President Joe Biden for signing. The bill was also approved by an overwhelming margin in the Senate. The reports of violence against Asian Americans have spiked since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Activists and police said anti-Asian sentiment was fed by comments from former President Donald Trump, blaming the pandemic on China using terms such as Kung Flu. There's a wild card in the push to return to post-pandemic life. Many workers don't want to go back to their jobs. Layoffs and lockdowns combined with enhanced unemployment benefits and stimulus checks gave many Americans the time and the financial cushion to rethink their careers. Nate Mullins quit his job as a bartender last November after clashing with managers over mask rules.
So this is a good opportunity for me to think about changing careers. So I have been looking at some other things, some good, you know, state jobs and union jobs and things like that are a little more difficult to get. But fortunately, I have the time right now to kind of put in the effort to work those jobs.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palka, VOA News.